Recording with the family in mind. 3, 2, 1. Are you a newlywed? Here are some tips on how to manage your money together. With the family in mind, I'm Valerie Coleman Morris. When you get married, life usually changes radically from when you were single. Among the many changes, how you handle your money, which can be very different from how your new spouse does. Hopefully, the two of you went to a certified financial planner before you walked down the aisle. If you did and have agreed on a money plan going forward together, great. But more often than not, couples didn't include a visit to a financial planner before they tied the knot. So to help you avoid money mistakes in your new life together, consider the value of some money management suggestions for newlyweds. Talk. This conversation should include how you each think about money, how you spend it, how you save it, and how your finances are going to be organized. It's a good idea to have this talk as soon as possible to help avoid or at least ease money issues in your relationship. Yours, mine, and ours. The three-pot money system is my suggestion for married couples. Keeping certain finances separate has its advantages. Everyone needs to have their own personal money and the responsibility for managing it, even when married. You having your own checking account, pot one. Your spouse having theirs, pot two, is a good idea. Pot 3 is a joint checking account into which both of you contribute to cover household expenses. Here's to living happily ever after financially. More details on balancing love and money in my new book, Mind Over Money Matters. It's your money, so take it personally. Now available for pre-order on Amazon.com. I'm Valerie Coleman Morris with the family in mind.